Hello. You listen to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. It was announced that on June 3rd, the Flatliners are coming over to play the show in Vancouver. And I would like to play a song from their brand new album, which comes out tomorrow. This is a song called Nicotine Lips by the Flatliners from Toronto, Ontario.
Hey, quit trying to fan the flames, let the embers settle in. 'Cause nothing gone can stay, but you can always spray pain in again. Forever hide the shame on your style for creating it. Smoke your life down to the filter till you're coming close to blowing.
Hello, you're listening to the radio station CITR, and this is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Life is great, and that was the Flatliners with a brand new song called Nicotine Lips from their new album. Like I said, it comes out tomorrow. And the name of the album is Inviting Light. The name of the album. And the Flatliners are coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada to play a super show on June 3rd, and this is gonna be great. And that's the main reason I played this song for you. Alright, what are we gonna do today on the CITR on a Rocket from Russia? Today is gonna be great. I am so super excited for this episode of this radio program, which I usually host here. And because today on the show, I will present a brand new song by one of my favorites, super bands, which is called The Dopamines. Magical. It is magical. That is correct statement. We will play some local music, and I will preview a show which is happening tomorrow at SBC. And then also, I'll play you some new music. How about that? And let's start with some of that brand new music. I would like to play you a song by a great band from Netherlands, from Eindhoven. They're called Call It Off. New band to me, I just discovered them this year, but it's a great album. And how about we start with their song called Death All or Glory? You listen to Rocket from Russia, this is Call It Off from Netherlands, Death or Glory.
Without him, cover your tracks and die. up how to anticipate. Learn from observation, imitate. Remember to make eye contact when you try to blend in, not isolate. People come and go while I'm around. Sometimes unnoticed, unintentionally bound. Nothing new under the sun. I keep ignoring everyone. Immune to speechless frowns. As I move on.
Hello, hello, you're listening to the radio station CITR. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. And today in the show I'm playing you some brand new music, a super premiere from the Dopamines, and I just played you a block of brand new music. The opening track was by the band called Call It Off from Eindhoven, Netherlands. That was a song called Death or Glory from their super album called Abandoned. Then we heard the Boom Pops, the new band on Fat Records. That was a song called Sweet for Sorrow from their new record Fear of Missing Out. Then we heard a band from Belgium, they're called FOD. Their new album was called Harvest, and that was a song called Autism Spectrum Disorder Blues. And the final track was by the band called Capital Youth from Geneva, Switzerland. That was a song called Without You from their new EP, which is called Lemonade. They sound a lot like Toy Guitar, which is a great, great compliment in my by my musical taste. And all right, let's get down to the main focus of today. I'm so very, very excited to present a brand new track by one of my favorite bands called The Dopamines from Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio. And I have John from the band, John Lewis, who is the fearless leader of the band on the line. John, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Tim. What's up, man?
Very, very glad to talk to you, and I'm very excited to hear for the listeners to hear this amazing new track.
Oh, go on. You're too nice.
Congratulations on the new album called Tales of Interest, which will be out very, very soon. I really I told you, I like the album. You did a great job, and thank you so much for calling in and, like I said, finding time to talk to me and do this premiere of the new super hit.
Yeah, I'm actually in the middle of work right now. I got a conference room in the office I work in. I also just had I just had uncontrollable diarrhea right before I called you.
That's the right way to set up the scene and exactly to prepare us to talk about your brand new album. How big is the boardroom? I'm just imagining you in this massive boardroom.
No, I had my pick of the litter, but I asked for a small corner conference room, so I'm just in a quaint, but it does have a view of the city, so it's quite a beautiful view here in my desk job.
Congratulations on that, and say hi to me to Cincinnati, Ohio.
I will. I'll wave to the stadiums of our teams that can't win championships.
Remember when when the Dopamines played in Vancouver on July 22nd, 2012, me, you, and Mike York, we sat down at my place and we talked for about an hour. And the one thing which impressed me the most about you, that you really and truly passionately love what you do. You love your songs. You like the Dopamines. And I really, really like that. I really resonated with that, because I hate when bands, they say, oh, we wrote some shitty songs, check it out. Or I play in this stupid band. Well, first of all, if you don't like it, why do you even do it? And, secondly, why you make us listen to the songs which you don't like? So you're completely opposite, man. I'm really, really like that you do that, that you're passionate about what you write, the songs you do. And it's fair game, that's up to then. You did your best, and then it's up for us, the listeners, to decide if we like it and listen to it, or if we don't like it and don't listen to it. So I'm very happy and excited for you that you recorded a record which you always wanted to record.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just such a, after Vices, our third album, came out, it was right at the crux of what the three of us at the time, Michael, John, and I were John was opening a bar. My wife was getting ready to have our first child. We only have one child, but our first child, Michael's getting on solid footing with work. So it would seem that it would be not the most opportune time to begin writing new material, but for some weird reason, back in 2012, right after my son was born, it just started flowing big. It kept coming and coming. And then, our lives were so crazy that it seemed less and less likely that we were ever going to get together and kind of put it all together. But over time, over a couple of years, decent ideas turned into good ideas, and bad ideas turned into okay ideas, and terrible ideas got thrown away. So I think a lot of time spent kind of mulling over the same stuff over and over again, it ended up kind of really just tweaking things here and there, collectively turned it into a pretty cohesive record, especially compared to Vices or maybe even our first record. But yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome that it happened. I've always wanted to do this record. It's super angry. It's got kind of a one overlying theme. So I'm pretty stoked on it, actually. I like it a lot. Everyone really pulled their weight on the record in terms of performances and kind of getting into the material and, drinking just the right amount of alcohol.
You can feel that even for that you spaced it out, because it kind of has I really like the album, and I think that knowing a little bit your life and knowing the situation with the band, I know that break really helped you guys, because it kind of have the feel of the feel of that first album when the band works on this batch of songs for 3-4 years, and then finally the songs are so perfected that it turns out great, instead of releasing the record every year and you don't even have time to work on those songs.
Yeah, and we're lucky in that, right? Because even though the songs were more sought out and more planned, it really was elbow grease, duct tape, and spit when we were in the studio. We really just kind of put the best foot forward individually. We all did. And then, a lot of the stuff we kind of heard for the first time. We didn't get to practice as a four-piece a whole lot. So, when we were in the studio, we just kind of went with our instincts and it was, that's what made it fun to listen to after the fact, because there was just so much shit where you're like, oh, wow, like these turned out way better than I thought they were, just because we had been hearing them kind of bits and pieces in various states of, you know, whether it's two people practicing or three or four or one or just writing crappy demos on my computer. So it was fun to hear it all done because it's, you know, it was awesome.
Yeah, congrats. Congratulations. Another thing which I learned when we talked in Vancouver in 2012, that you are a massive fan of metal. And to be quite honest, I was a little bit afraid that the Dopamines will turn in into a metal band. But when I heard the Tales of Interest, it was a massive relief, massive weight of my shoulders, because it's still a pop-punk record. But when I listened to your interview with Ryan on Anxious and Angry, and I realized that the Dopamines were not too far away from releasing a metal record.
Yeah, I mean, metal record, I guess it might have been...
Exaggeration?
I mean, in a sense, yeah, there was a lot of songs I wrote where I was doing all this, not like crazy metal leads and stuff like that, but stuff that was just a little more, like, a little more heavy and a lot of, like, breakdown-y stuff. And Michael in particular, the drummer, Michael, really, really reined that in because he was just like, dude, you can't do this with every song. So a lot of the songs, especially a lot of the ones I wrote back in 2012, man, they had a lot of that stuff going on, so they helped rein me in a little bit. But I still did get to sneak in a little more heavier stuff. I think somewhere in the middle of Tales of Interest, it gets pretty heavy. So I was able to sneak in a little bit, but you know, no Dark Throne riff on the record.
But yeah, you also said that you wanted to make it a darker record, and the album cover art really, you know, delivers that mood of a dark record. Could you please talk a little bit about this photo which is used for the album cover? Where was it taken, and what happened to all those cars?
Yeah, I am very much a DIY kind of guy, and that kind of spirals out of control into every facet of my life, including automobiles. My dad, I used to work on cars with my dad when I was a little kid, and to make a long story short, the last few cars I've had, if something ever goes wrong, I always try to fix it myself first before taking it to a mechanic. So that picture is from a junkyard that I frequent. It's a pull and pay, which I love. Like, you go to the junkyard, you pay $2 to get in, and you ask you tell them what kind of car you have or what kind of car you're looking for, and they make this printout, and they tell you all these cars are spread out in these rows, like the car you're looking for. And then you just walk around up and down aisles looking at just cars on blocks with, you know, in various states of, you know, of being torn apart or in a major wreck. And my dad and I went there a couple years ago, and I was taking some artsy Instagram picture, and I took that picture that I ended up retaking with a better camera for Tales of Interest. But I was just with my dad in the morning, and it was just real nice. I just thought it looked kind of cool. So I took a picture. And then over the years, I had kind of shown it to Michael and John and Josh, and was like, "Hey, I like this. How do you guys feel about this for a record record art?" Because typically, I draw stuff. It's not always that great. So I think I was kind of taking a cue. Maybe it was time to stop trying to sketch stuff all the time. And I went back to the junkyard. I actually went to look for an air intake hose for my car at the same time, and I just took a whole bunch of photos and. All the photos, yeah, I took in one day at that junkyard. I love that junkyard. It's neat, you know. It's cool. You just see a bunch of people, and they're just getting into the guts of cars, pulling stuff out, sharing tools, sharing cigarettes. Like, it's a varied group of people.
Wow, that's very cool. Like, you know, in Russia, we have this classic thing when guys go on Sundays, they go to the garages, like, they have, like those lines of garages just, like, somewhere. Like, it's pretty much like parking with those garages, and they fix the cars, and usually they get drunk, and then on Sunday, evening, they show up home, like, shit-faced, and but they, you know, by covering themselves that they, you know, I've been fixing the car. Sorry, my favorite wife.
I was hoping to do a band shot there with all of us. It's hard to get all four of us together, so I wanted to do a shot, like a photo shoot, for lack of a better term, where we were all just there with like bottles of liquor and cigarettes and stuff, and just getting dinged up and sitting in wrecked cars and stuff, but it never happened. But those the pictures I took, yeah, they worked. I had to doctor them a lot because I took the pictures with like a really, really shitty camera. So
Oh, yeah, looks great. And it fits, like you said, fits the mood of the record. Mm-hmm. The record,
oh, definitely.
The record comes out on Red Girlfriend Records, which is ran by Josh, who also plays in the Dopamines and his band Raging Nathans. As I understand, the album will be released in stages. Could you please tell how people in Cincinnati and all over the world can find and purchase the album?
Well, a few people, if you're lucky, can get it early on Rad Girlfriend's website. I don't know when the pre-order is going to go up for that. It's going to be probably within the next week, but they won't be shipped until around Record Store Day, and that's 50 copies are going to be on Rad Girlfriend's website. The other 50 are going to be at our local record store, Shake It Records, in Cincinnati, Ohio. On Record Store Day, they're going to release the other 50. And we're also doing an in-store where we're going to bring some turntables and all my terrible records that I own. I'm going to force everyone to listen to NoFX for a couple hours. So, and then trickle in some songs from the new record. I think it's going to be some kind of a listening party of sorts, but I'm not going to play the whole record front to back. I'm just going to trickle all the songs in while listening to pump up the volume over and over again.
And then after that, do you have any plans how, like, you know, other people except those 100 lucky ones can buy and find the record?
That's it. They have 50 on Rad Girlfriend Records, 50 in Cincinnati, Ohio. I don't know if Shake It's going to put them on their web store, but it's possible. They had talked about it. But other than that, the rest of the pressing, and that 100 copies is going to be, you know, screen printed. I'm screen printing all these jackets tonight, and those are going to be kind of special. They're all test presses, and then the proper pressing is going to come out on June 2nd, I believe, which is a Friday, and that's when the records are going to be officially released.
Perfect. Congrats. And that was actually the listening party. That's a perfect tie-in in my final question before the listen to the brand a new track to the premiere of your song. So we are both massive NoFX bands fans. That's our favorite band. How did you like the first Ditch effort by our favorite band?
I thought it was good. I wouldn't say that I fell off a little bit with, I think, Coaster and Self-Entitled. You know, they're great efforts, but they, you know, didn't resonate with me as much as everything up through, because I'm a big fan of everything all the way up through Wolves and Wolves Clothing. I still like Coaster and Frisbee and Self-Entitled. First Ditch effort, I think, escalated off of those two records. I don't know if it was because of the two records prior that I liked it more, but I definitely loved a lot of it. I actually caught some heat from it for liking some of it. It became an inside joke in the studio because I actually love First Ditch Effort a lot. So, everyone liked to make fun of me because I love NoFX so much. It's like I wear rose colored shades for NoFX.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Yeah, but it was awesome. I liked it. I liked Transvestite. That's my favorite song.
Oh, holy guacamole! That's my favorite song as well. Like, the first song is great. The Transvestite
on Dope is good.
When Fletcher sings, oh, it gives so much romantic. It just go through the years, the history, and just like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, I just like the cadence of some of the vocals. I like the flow of the vocals, and some of the lyrics are super, super creative, kind of what the expectation I've always had for Fat Mike and his writing. I hope he doesn't hear this, or anyone who knows that this sounds super lame. just like gushing over NoFX.
Mike, if you're listening, we like your record. All right, John, thanks again for calling in. We will play a song which is called Common Rue. How do you pronounce that?
Common Rue. Yeah, I mean, the way you said it is perfect, way better than mine.
Common Rue. Yeah. Could you post a little bit about the song? It's a track number 5 on the record, and a little bit just about the song.
Actually, I was going to call all the songs after types of flowers. Common Rue. If you look at some plant symbolism, which I don't know why I decided to look into plant symbolism, common rue is kind of associated with regret and sorrow. So the song kind of resonates with that. I think the song's a lot of trying to dig back out of the hole I put myself in. You know, I think with all our individual transgressions and some of our some of the choices we made in our lives, or at least me particularly, you know, you kind of look back on it and be like, fuck, man, I was really hanging by a thread and being kind of pulled in one direction and trying to pull out of another into a more safe, more acceptable type of lifestyle. So I think, for lack of the English language, it's about kind of trying to make sure I'm staying on the wagon, although falling off the wagon's the best. But, yeah.
Okay, let's listen to the song. This is Common Rue from the brand new album by the Dopamines, which is called Tales of Interest. John, thank you so much for calling in, and congrats again on the great release.
Thank you, Tam. I love you. I'll see you. Hopefully I see you soon.
Yeah, likewise. I really hope to see you soon.
All right.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
I finally feel like I can take a step in a direction yielding less regret. I want to wake up in the morning and not feel the weight of all the things that put me in this fucking mess. I want to feel it slide right off my back and circle the train. Because I'm sick of you provoking me tied to the sand. And I assure you that I'm still the same. I just got sucked in. Goddamn!
endless fear that breathing rapid, returning to calm. We're going together. The perfectly timed moment before the world returns like freshly fired bricks. The perfectly timed moment before the world returns like freshly fired bricks. We came together and you were warm. You do not disappoint. You calm the storm in my throat. The rage is in your absence. Rage is in my gut. We came together. The perfectly timed moment before the world returns like freshly fired bricks. The perfectly timed moment before the world returns like freshly fired bricks. We came together. We came together. We came together. We came together. And I still get lost in your kisses. I still get lost in your breathing. We came together, and I still get lost in your eyes. I still get lost in your talking. We came together. The perfectly timed moment before the world returns like freshly fired bricks. The perfectly timed moment before the world returns like freshly fired bricks. We came together. We came together. We came together. Like freshly fired bricks. The perfectly timed moment before the world returns like freshly fired bricks. We came together.
Hello, 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 you're listening to the radio station CITR. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia on 101.9 FM and also available on CITR.ca. We just heard a block of music, and the opening track was by the galactic world premiere of the new song by the band called Dopamines. That was a song called Common Rue from their brand new album Tales of Interest, which will be released on the record store day April 22nd. If you're in Cincinnati, or if you lucky to get one of those 50 pre-order copies through Red Girlfriend Records. Oh, and also, but the album actually will be out on Johnson June 2nd. Good. This album will be out on Red Girlfriend Records, and all the songs we heard after that were also songs from releases on Red Girlfriend Records. So after the Dopamines, we heard a band from Canada, actually, out of all places, Ottawa. That was Crusades from their brand new album called This Is a Sickness and Sickness Will End. And that was the song called, all songs on this album are called like in two ways. The first one is a date for this song specifically is 1590. And then in brackets, it has the name of the song for this. This one is called Sickness Never Ceasing. Then we heard Raging Nathans. That was a song from their split with Wonk Unit, and that was a song called Good For You. After that, we heard Capitalist Kids. That's the name of the band. And it was a song called Second to Morrissey from their split 7-inch with Hospital Job. And that song was followed up by Hospital Job. The song was called Hey Hey from their album called Never Get Cold. And the final track was by one of my favorites, Wonk Unit from UK. That was a song called We Came Together from a split 7-inch with The Raging Nathan. So that split 7-inch was released last year when both bands, Wonk Unit and Raging Nathans, toured North America on the way to the fest in Gainesville. Congratulations! Life is great. All right, let's move on, and now let's listen to a little bit of local music from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and I would like to preview a show which is happening at SBC tomorrow, April 7th, which is Friday, and there are four great local bands are playing this show, and it's Modern Terror, You Big Idiot, ATD, and Obscene Being. They are playing, like I said, at SBC, and I also have a gift package for somebody who would like to attend the show for free. Two tickets to the show, and I also have a brand new EP from Modern Terror and a sticker package from Modern Terror. So if you guys would like to check out the show for free tomorrow at SBC and win tickets, 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, and you can see Modern Terror, You Big Idiot, ATD, and Obscene Being. While you're dialing those beautiful numbers and to talk to me and win those tickets, how about we listen to those four bands, and we'll start with You Big Idiot. This is their super massive hit, which is called Empty Is the New Fool. You listen to Rocket from Russia. This is You Big Idiot.
Double glaze that hill!
Suits and the Ukes, time to commit genocide. Oh, 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 oh. children, they don't have a chance to breathe. Hip little Vancouver Islander kids, last thing this fucking country needs. Here are the such echoes who can't see Japan. Vancouver Island's in the way. This lack of a view really pisses me off. Well, Vancouver Island away. Weather's always shit. It's Vancouver Island steals our side. But now we've got rockets and drones to attack, so we want to fucking better than to run. If you put that, have an excuse, you and we'll have to hear our case. Say they don't care, say Vancouver Island's where?
Hello, hello, you're listening to radio station CITR, and that was weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Thank you so much for listening. We just heard a block of local punk rock music, all four bands which we heard are playing on Friday at the SBC, and thank you so much for participation in a ticket giveaway. The opening track was by Ubik Idiot, that was their super hit from their album called Happy Thoughts, and that was a song called Empty is the New Fool. That's the name of the song. And all after that, we heard a band called ATD. That was a song called 1000 Cuts from their third EP, which came out last year. The next track was by Modern Terror, and that was a song called Let's Bomb the Neighbors. And the final track of that block was by Obscene Being, and that was a song called Time, a re-recorded version, which they released on the EP 2 years ago, and that EP is called Hot and Ready. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. I had a great time. To summarize, if we accomplished the agenda, I played you some new music. We presented a brand new song, which is called Common Rue by the band called The Dopamines. We talked to John Lewis of The Dopamines. And I played you some local music. We did a ticket giveaway collectively because I gave you the tickets and you called in. And I think this show was a great success. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca. You can find Rocket from Russia on Facebook and you can enjoy it. Then you can also subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. And I have a blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com, where I have the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, all my previous interviews and all the episodes of this program, including this one, which will be there tonight. This is it. I think the all organizational questions are out of the way. The show is done. Thank you so much for listening. And I would like to end up this show with another song by a local band called Invasives. They haven't played in a while, and at least I haven't seen them play live in a while. And they are playing on Saturday at SBC again. And I'd like to finish up this show with a song called Perfect Man. Thank you so much for listening. That was Rocket from Russia. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Just have a great time. Life is so great. Why not? Why not? This is Invasives. The song is entitled Perfect Man. That was Rocket from Russia. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.